Well, you had business leaders and city leaders, neighborhood members gathered in Greektown to celebrate the opening of the new Gratiot Randolph Plaza. It's a redesigned public space at the gateway of Greektown aimed at bringing more people together while honoring the neighborhood's history. Mm-hmm. Very cool piece to the neighborhood there.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Let's talk about it with Aisha Maxwell, the executive director of the Greektown Neighborhood Partnership. Aisha, good morning. It's good to have you.
Thank you. Good morning. Glad to be here, guys.
Let's talk about it because this has been the culmination of a lot of hard work. What was it like to cut that ribbon this week?
Oh my God, it was so amazing. I mean, it felt really good. Just the momentum that was out there on Wednesday was super awesome. You know, we're truly excited about all things taking shape in Greektown right now. And the Gratiot Randolph Plaza is just the beginning of that, right?
And the plans for this plaza, it's been in the works, about 6 years or so. How much did community input kind of shape what ultimately got built there?
Yeah, so community input was definitely a part of the planning process for this. The project began really as a vision within the Greektown neighborhood framework, which you know, reflects, you know, years of planning, collaboration, community engagement, and investment. So there was a lot there.
So tell us what people can expect to see there.
So what people can expect from this new plaza, again, it's a public gathering space. And so it has been completely designed to be able to withstand the capacity of large-scale events, you know, small-scale festivals, parades, yoga in the park, you know, street markets, things of that nature. We really want to bring people to the entryway of Greektown and also really... You know, this plaza is really designed to really also connect us to the rest of downtown as well, right? And so this is going to be an amazing gathering space. Here over the next few months, we'll be looking at some modern-day furniture that we can place in the plaza for people to come and kind of hang out and just sit. Maybe you're on your lunch break or maybe you're just passing through. It is truly going to be a public gathering space for the community at large.
And, you know, Aisha, the construction can be difficult for businesses, too. And Greektown has certainly endured their share over the past year or so. But how important is it now, though, to shift that conversation from disruption to opportunity?
Oh, 1,000%. I mean, I think that's where we have to go. We have to look to the future, right? And with any type of construction, especially major construction project, there's going to be shifts and rifts and disruptions. But now we're looking ahead to the future. We're excited about what's to come. We're excited to welcome people back into Greektown as all these things start to take shape. And so we know that business, you know, has had some disruptions in the last year and a half with all the construction that has taken place. However, you know, I think with all the amazing things that we have on the horizon with programming and activations for Greektown, we're looking to welcome people back. And I think businesses will start to see a resurge of excitement around, you know, folks patronizing their individual establishments.
Talk a little bit about the collaboration that needs to happen in order to finish a project like this. Like we've seen Corktown, for example, come a long way.
Yeah.
But Michigan Central opened up there. Mm-hmm. That is a big crown in the city's jewel in the city's crown. But that certainly gave Corktown a shot in the arm. How does that reflect kind of what's happening at Greektown then?
Yeah, I mean, this work could not be made possible without our funding partners, our community partners. The plaza will be stewarded by the Downtown Detroit Partnership, and that's monumental, right? Like, to have the support of an organization like Downtown Detroit Partnership. So collaboration is really critical for us moving the needle on a lot of these things that are happening in Greektown, and we could not have gotten this far in the journey without that support, and obviously the support of the community as well.
And, you know, the plaza is just one piece of that much larger $20 million streetscape investment. Where does that overall project stand today?
Yes, so I'd like to make a note that the Randolph Plaza, or Gratiot Randolph Plaza, is what we call it internally. That's not its official name, by the way. It will be getting a new name. We've identified a name that is reflective of the history of the neighborhood.
And you're going to announce that with us this morning?
I know, right? Wouldn't that be amazing? But that name, we will be announcing that very soon. It has to go through some city aspects and things of that nature, and then we'll be able to reveal that. But however, that project is separate from the $20 million streetscape project that you see in Monroe.
Okay,
got it. So, with that being said, where we are currently right now, and there's some exciting things happening with the Monroe Streetscape Project, the 500 block of Monroe is substantially complete. And this weekend right here today marks the beginning of our activation period and season for welcoming folks back into Greektown. As you guys know, this is a 3-block construction project. So 500 is complete. We're moving into the 400 block now, expecting kind of completion there somewhere around the end of August. And then full completion of the entire streetscape project, which will include the 300 blocks somewhere around early part of December. So we're moving fast, Ed, down there. And once all blocks are complete, we'll have a real celebratory moment to make sure that we are celebrating collectively as a district and as a unit. And reflecting all the businesses that reside there in our community.
All right, well, when you're ready to make that announcement, you know who to call.
Do it here.
All right, that sounds good, guys.
You got it. Aisha Maxwell, thank you so much. Congratulations, and we'll talk very soon.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got it.
You know, another great place for people to gather from not just Detroit, but from all over the metro area, just like Campus Martius. Campus Martius is a gathering place. It brought people together. Mm-hmm. I remember when Mr. Ford and Dennis Archer, who was the mayor at the time, brought Campus Martius together, and it was really to bring everyone together, the city and the suburbs together, to enjoy downtown Detroit.
And Campus Martius for a while wasn't even that. Was nothing around there that you could really even gather for.
A wig and a pair of shoes. That's why I tell people that.
It's not the case anymore.
No.
Especially there.
No, absolutely not. No, it's a great gathering place. And now this Gratiot Randolph Plaza is another place.
So we're probably going to hit the movies this weekend.
Okay.
At some point.
Okay.
The new Minions movie is out for the kids. Mm-hmm. So we got to hit that. Also, the live-action Moana movie from Disney's out.
Yes.
Yikes.
You're going to be...
Yikes. Man. This cost them $250 million to make. They're expecting opening weekend could bring in about $40 million.
This is the Moana movie?
This is the Moana live remake.
Yeah, remake.
Uh-huh. You're taking a bath on that movie. And a lot of these live-action remakes, they don't do well.
They don't do well, yeah.
Crazy.
And you got to go against the Minions, too.
Right, that's a tough order.
Yeah.
All right, 8 o'clock hour coming up next. Get you caught up on the headlines. It's Chair Morning.